we have Jason Jones. He is the creator of Dad's Up. And, Jason, what I want you to do for our listeners is kind of give a little a backdrop of yourself. Like, you know, talk about where you're from, you know, how you grew up, and then what led you to, you know, creating Dad's Up.
Yeah, I can definitely give some info. I am 36 years old. I live in a little town in South Jersey, about 15, 20 minutes outside of Philadelphia. So this is like, you know, my home area. I've been here my entire life, pretty much in this area. I have two young daughters right now, Brooklyn and Ruby. Brooklyn is 5, Ruby is 3. Married to high school sweetheart, Veronica. We've been together, married going on 6 years, but together going on 20 years now.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
We've been together for a long time, definitely. We have our first son on the way coming May 31st, so nice. I'm excited for that. I finally got my boy coming, so when we heard it was, you know, all those sports dreams, they came rushing back and all that stuff, so we coming up. As I said earlier, I am as far as my background, I am a product of a biracial relationship. Mother is white, black. You know, coming from growing up in, I was born in 79, so growing up in the 80s with, you know, that dynamic was weird. A lot of times, slight racism from my dad's side towards my mother, things that you don't really pick up on until a little bit later in life. And then there was blatant racism from my mother's side, you know, over to my father. So I got an interesting dynamic growing up as far as that goes. And that kind of, I guess, lended itself some to Daddy Up. With Daddy Up, my theming is black and white, so I guess that had a lot to do with, you know, company and where I decided to go as far as just the theming behind it. Mm-hmm. What made me start Daddy Up, it was a few things. You know, I've had a lot of jobs, mostly customer service, but like in and out of jobs. I get a job, I lose a job type of thing. And I at some point I decided I got to stop living somebody else's dream. I got to start living mine, but I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I was on Facebook one day, somebody was making these jewelry, these pendants and stuff, and I thought they were hot. I contacted the girl, said, yo, how much are they? Talking about $100-some for this thing. And I was like, yo, you're crazy. Like, I can make that myself for like $15. So that kicked off like a little jewelry company that I started where I was just making like costume jewelry for women. That I really didn't have the passion for that, but that really kicked off like the entrepreneurial spirit inside of me. Mm-hmm. So you know, I kind of just stopped doing that, went back and got a 9-to-5, but I still wanted to do something, create something for myself. So I figured I'd take my passion, which is my kids, and kind of put them together and create Daddy Up. Now, it wasn't like I just sat down and was like, you know, I'm going to come up with a company that, you know, that's based around fathers. I was actually right before my second daughter was born, you know, I was in the middle of one of life's valleys. Things were just, they were ugly and they were dark. You know, my daughter was here. She was fine. My wife was fine. Everybody was healthy, things like that. But I just didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't feel like I was doing much. And I remember I was on the way. At the time, I'm in between jobs. Like, I'm not working. Wife is pregnant. Baby's coming in a couple of days. She's out of work on disability. So we really don't have much money coming in. And I'm in the car and I'm on the way down to her doctor to get some paperwork filled out so we can get some disability money coming in. And I hear a loud bang. The car starts to shake. I look in the mirrors. There's smoke all around. Pull over to the side of the road. Long story short, my engine is shot. So now I'm in between jobs. I got a baby coming in like 3 days. I don't have any money for my name. I mean, we're talking like $20 in a bank account here. Things are ugly. And I remember being pulled over on the side of the road thinking to myself, and now I'm looking at at least another $2,000 to fix my car. We're a one-car family. And I'm pulled over on the side of the road. I'm on this highway, and I'm thinking to myself, like, what did I do? Where did I go wrong to fail my family the way that I have? Because that's all that I was doing, was failing them. There was no in between. There was no other thing about it. I was failing them, and I was failing myself. Now, before I had to failing myself.
You're cutting that.
Yeah. Still with me?
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, my bad.
That's all good.
I'm basically failing my family. So I don't know why, but I thought back to this memory that I had maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago in a car with my dad. And I was in a car with him. And just to give you some background, my father is he was a boxer. He never went pro. He was amateur. But from being out with him at times and people coming up, recognizing him, I knew he was good. So I asked him one day, why didn't you go pro? I thought it was just a simple question. You know, like, what happened? You know, we could have been rich and famous. Why didn't you go pro? his response to me was, if I would have known that his response was going to affect me the way that it did, I probably would have never asked the question. But I remember he looked at me and he took a deep breath. And I know in his mind, he's thinking like, this is great. Like, I finally get an opportunity to give my son some life advice that'll help him. And he looked at me, he took a deep breath, and he said, son, you know, I was in a fight and, you know, I got cut. And he had these stitches on his eyelid. You could only see when he was blinked or closed his eyes or something. But he explained to me how that happened. He said he got cut. And he was like, you know, your mother was pregnant with your sister at the time, and I had to make a decision. So, you know, I just decided to get a job. And on the surface, the way that I took that was, you know, like, that's a great thing. That's commendable that you would kind of give up your dream to take care of your family. But internally, I took it completely different. And I didn't realize till years later, so I was stuck on the side of that road. But internally, the way that I took that was, you know, you better have things figured out by a certain point, because life's going to get rough, life's going to get ugly, and you're going to be forced to make a decision. And you may have to get rid of some things that you're not ready to actually get rid of, or move on from some certain things. And in my family, college was never like pushed on us. So because of that, I created this deadline in my head of high school. Like, I better have it figured out by the time I graduate high school. Mm-hmm. Graduated at 17. You know, I didn't know anything at 17. Nobody does. So I figured I'll just get a job. So I got a job, and I tried to do what my dad did, basically. I didn't think this. This is just, you know, naturally what I'm doing. I'm doing what he showed me. So, you know, I get a job and things go great. And then I would go into each of these jobs like, you know, I'm going to be great at these jobs. I'm going to do all I can do. And I'm going to become great. I'm going to be a manager, and they're going to love me. And then once you make me a manager, I'm going to own your company. So I'm going to the job, and things will go good, and something would happen, I would lose a job. Get another job. Worry, okay, a couple steps away from owning this company again. It's all right, we'll start over. Lose a job, get a job, lose a job, get a job, lose a job. Over and over and over for like 15 years until I'm on the side of the road, tears streaming down my face, trying to figure out how I failed my family so much. And it was at that moment that I realized that that question that I asked my dad was nothing about why didn't you go pro. It was basically, why didn't you continue to chase your greatness in some way? You know, he didn't have to be a boxer in order to be great. He could have been great the way that he woke up in the morning and got ready for work, or the way that he mowed the lawn, or he did anything. But when he decided to let go of boxing, he let go of his dreams. And boxing was so strong to him that it kind of just, it made him approach life in an average manner. And I realized that that's exactly what I was doing. I was approaching life in an average manner. And as a parent, you know, the only thing that we ever really want for our children is for them to be better than us. And I realized I couldn't just say that anymore. I couldn't just say, I want my children to be better than me. I had to be better than myself at that current point. I had to just start doing a lot more to become great, to lead my children into greatness. And that's really where Daddy Up started. Daddy Up is all about kind of just shutting up and putting everything else that's kind of like that's your excuse to the side, and realizing that nothing else matters besides your kids, and making sure that they grow up to be great. Because we don't want to lead them down the same road that we went down and the same issues that we did. You know, we want to make sure that they avoid those pitfalls. So I figured the only way to do that was to finally chase my own greatness and become great and finally daddy up. So that's really where it all started.
So you kind of used your kids as your motivation, and that kept you, to help you keep chasing your dream. That's what you're saying?
Definitely. Yeah. I use my kids as a motivation for anything. It's, you know, the way that